Human trafficking is on the rise in Waterloo Region. The number of human trafficking-related occurrences investigated by the Waterloo Regional Police Service's Human Trafficking Unit is increasing every year. As well, the number of phone calls and people seeking help from the Sexual Assault Support Center of Waterloo Region's Anti-Human Trafficking Program is also going up each year. Lindsay Butcher is the Director of Care with the Sexual Assault Support Center of Waterloo Region.
So I think there's a lot of misconceptions around what human trafficking looks like. It's not what we see in movies or on TV where someone's being kidnapped and taken out of the country or someone's been brought in from overseas. This happens online, in our schools, at malls, at bus stops. Folks are being targeted and groomed over time, over a long period of time. We call it sort of the boyfriend effect, where young people are kind of targeted and groomed over a long time, where they think they're with a boyfriend, but it actually turns out to be a trafficker. We're seeing quite a rise in the number of young people, especially being sexually exploited and being lured into human trafficking. Last year, the Sexual Assault Support Center supported over 130 victims of human trafficking and sexual exploitation, and a third of those victims were under the age of 18. And so this is very much a youth problem, and it's something that our community does need to confront.
According to Victim Services of Waterloo Region, human trafficking exploitation happens in five stages. First, a luring stage where the trafficker gathers as much information as possible about the victim, assesses their vulnerability, and makes them feel special. Second, the grooming and gaming stage, where the trafficker acts as a loving partner, convincing the victim that they've met their perfect partner. Third is a stage of coercion and manipulation, full of mixed messages from the trafficker, where sex is rewarded with money or drugs. Fourth is a stage of further exploitation, including threats to the safety of the victim and their loved ones. They are told they have a debt to pay, as well as emotional and physical abuse and isolation. The fifth stage is when the victim participates in recruiting other victims. Detective Sergeant Jeff Merrigan is with the WRPS Human Trafficking Unit.
In 2024, there were 38 different criminal charges laid in relation to six occurrences. But we looked at over 160 occurrences that had some element that was reviewable for us, or had some element that was of concern to the human trafficking investigative team. Most likely 2025, we're going to see more occurrences. In 2024, that 160 number is higher than 2023, for example. It seems every year for the last number of years, we're tracking more and more occurrences. And I think it's easy to say that it is vastly underreported. I think that's probably consistent across the country.
Butcher's numbers at the Anti-Human Trafficking Program with the Sexual Assault Support Center are also increasing.
Last year, our program, referrals to our programs grew by over 145%. So it's a significantly growing issue. When we first opened this program 7 years ago, we had about 45 clients. We're now up to nearly 150, and it's just continuing to grow. We get referrals every week about another young person who is at risk.
Merrigan says that those statistically most vulnerable to sex trafficking include those with mental health issues, drug addictions, those living in a group or foster home setting, and Indigenous women.
We can look at victims anywhere from 12 years old to 50 years old. When you talk about somebody who's vulnerable being exploited for the purposes of sex, a lot of the investigators that do this type of work are driven by actually truly helping victims and putting bad guys in jail. And make no mistake, the perpetrators of human trafficking related crimes are bad guys. These are horrific crimes. They're violent crimes. And the long-term effect against victims is not always seen or even thought about, but I can tell you that, when I've had conversations with young ladies that have been victims and survivors in my previous cases from a decade ago that are doing well, but they're still dealing with some trauma.
Butcher says her team will go to wherever a victim may be.
So we get calls from, all different members of our community. So teachers will call, healthcare providers will call us, other social service agencies will give us a call, school principals, police will reach out if they're concerned about someone. And our team goes and meets the young person where they're at. And so if they're a young person who's staying at a youth shelter, we'll go out to the youth shelter. If they're in an encampment, we'll go to the encampment. If they're in school still, we'll go and meet them in the school. Wherever we can find them, we'll go and meet them. We spend a lot of time just building trust and letting them know that we're here to support them, that they're safe with us, and that we care about what their goals are. And we'll work with people long-term. Some of our clients have been with us over 5 years as we're supporting them to rebuild their lives and move forward. It's a very slow process, but they really need to feel that they can trust us, that they can count on us, that we're not going to abandon them, and that there is a world outside of this.
This is a real issue in the region. This is not something that just happens in the big cities in the States. This is happening around you now, today, as we're talking. If you notice something that you're concerned about, or you see something that doesn't make sense, or you're concerned about, make the report. Call us. You're not wasting our time. We want those reports. You know, I've had conversations with people in the past that say, "Well, I don't want to be wrong and waste your time." You're not wasting my time. That's our job. I would rather have the information and us rule it out as a human trafficking incident, as opposed to not having information at all, frankly.
For Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7 FM, and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Leah Gerber.